Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeZine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, Heart Healthy Month. It's more than just eating the Cheerios and walking a little bit. You've got some tips.
Yes, February is Heart Health Month, and, you know, heart disease is a leading cause of death in the United States, so we're going to talk just a little bit about how you can keep your heart healthy. One thing is knowing what your blood pressure is and keeping your blood pressure where it needs to be. So high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease, which, as we know, heart disease is a leading cause of death in the United States. How can you manage your high blood pressure? One thing is exercise. Try to move a little bit more. Maybe you're not going to the gym every day, but you can always do something to try to be active and move more. You want to try to get in 30 minutes on most days of the week. This could just be, you know, taking the stairs or parking further away in the parking lot, getting in a little walk. You don't have to get in all 30 minutes at the same time. It could be 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. If there's an activity that you like to do, do it. So really aim to move more. And that's going to help you keep at a healthy weight, which is another risk for higher blood pressure. Overweight, you tend to get higher blood pressure. If you can keep at a healthy weight for your height and your gender, that's going to help with your blood pressure. And so that exercise is going to help. Also, the healthy eating. So with heart disease, you know, we really look at healthy fats, fruits and vegetables, and limiting sodium and alcohol. We do have new dietary guidelines out in 2026. Healthy fats, you know, we're still promoting olive oils, fats that are liquid at room temperature, vegetable oils. Interestingly enough, the new dietary guidelines are also promoting butter. And so that's a new thing. That butter can be, you know, incorporated back into a healthy lifestyle that, you know, has not been a message that we have conveyed in the past. But with that in mind, we still want to keep our saturated fats low, and butter is higher in saturated fat. So it's all about balance. There's a lot of healthy fats in foods, nuts, seeds, seafood, avocados, dairy. So getting those healthy fats from foods is great. A lot of vegetables, different colored vegetables is, you know, great to aim for. Try to get 3 cups a day or more. And then on your sodium, you want to try to limit sodium. An easy way is to limit processed food. You know, packaged food, those convenience foods, are a lot of times loaded with sodium and preservatives. So really trying to eat fresh foods, healthy foods. Even if you have to have frozen or canned, canned vegetables you can rinse off with water and rinse away, you know, 40% of the sodium. You want to try to limit your sodium intake to less than 2,300 milligrams per day. A lot of us aren't calculating our sodium, but it's good to look at the label of whatever you're eating, kind of see how much is in there, and just really aim for fresh foods and try to stay away from the packaged, you know, convenience type foods that a lot of times, you know, when we get away from cooking, those are the foods that we turn to. Limiting alcohol, just overall for better health, you know, limiting the amount of alcohol you have every day is always a good thing. And then whole grains, oats, oatmeal, brown rice, whole wheat bread, whole wheat tortillas, all those kinds of things are great as well. So a lot of different things to think about with keeping your heart healthy. It all kind of comes together healthy eating, exercise, all those things that we've, you know, been teaching for a long time, and just making time to do it, making it a priority, making your health a priority instead of putting it on the back burner, will help you have an overall healthier heart, not only this month, but the rest of the year as well.
Gotta keep the heart healthy. You only get one in this life. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.